Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Chris Jones, Chicago Tribune chief theater critic, will be here. We'll talk Lorraine Hansberry. We'll talk Steppenwolf's 40th. We'll also talk about his big column he had in the Sunday paper, which was about Barack Obama. Is Barack Obama the funniest president we've ever had? A lot of people say yes. I mean, for everything from what he did with Zach Galifianakis between Two Ferns to what we just saw at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So we'll talk with Chris about that coming up at 10 o'clock. Well, today was a big day in the Chicago art world. Expo Chicago, which brings galleries, vendors, and artists to Chicago this fall, announced their exhibition lineup, which galleries will be representing. Expo Chicago is becoming a bigger and bigger event each year, and it hopes to rival some of the biggest art shows in the country, like Basel in Miami. Could Chicago be the epicenter for this country's contemporary art industry? Tony Carman is the president and director of Expo Chicago, and he joins me now. Tony, thanks for being here. Nice to have you here. This is great.
Justin, honor to be here as well. This is great to see you.
So let's talk about today, the big announcement. This is sort of the beginning of the ramp up for Expo Chicago.
Yeah, I like to say this is now real. We internationally announced what 140 galleries from 50 cities, 20 international countries that are going to be descending in our city September 22 to 25. And now we're real. Now we're not chasing who's in. We know now it's about framing, shaping the programming and attracting, as we have over the last 5 years and the history for many years, attracting the world to our great city.
I'm always amazed at how much time and energy is spent months before the actual event. For you to be able to announce this now in May means that this has been a couple pretty busy months for you.
Oh my gosh. We really, and you know, everyone hears me say this often, we start on the next year while we're at the fair in the current year. We really do, because you're really thinking ahead. You're sowing the seeds of partnerships that you want to do with great institutions or collectors or curators or things that we're going to be announcing that is actually going to be playing off in 2017 and 18. We're actually already working on all that framework. So the minute the fair ends, we're out in the world to tell the world, listen, you've got to participate in this fair. You've got to come to Chicago and see what's happening. And that's the other benefit to this. I always say that the fair is 5 days in Chicago, but it's a convening moment for the international art world, collectors, curators, art enthusiasts to descend in our city and see really what's happening here 365 right. days out of the year, to go to our great museums, to see our artists, to see our galleries here. That's what makes Chicago vibrant and extraordinary. And so what we get to do is illuminate that in a unique way and in a robust way, really, for everyone to take advantage of.
Let me ask you, I mean, you're obviously, as director and president of Expo Chicago, you're a booster for the art scene, but you come from the auditorium theater, you come from a different kind of world. What was or what is Chicago's place in the art world? I mean, for the layman out there who's listening to WGN Radio, where does Chicago stack up among some of the great cities that sort of are the representative of the art world?
Well, it's a great question. It's always fun for me to answer that because actually I was there when there was only one fair in Chicago, and I moved here in 1982. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grow up. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Right. But most importantly, I was exposed to what was then called the Chicago International Art Exposition. And to many of the listeners that don't know what an international art fair, and I can understand, you know, what is that? It's a trade show, in theory. It's 145 galleries that are showing artists from their program. And many of these galleries that participate in Expo Chicago only do the major art fairs in the world. So it's really important that it's the highest level. Right. Now, back to my story. I move here in 1982. I don't know what I want to be. There's a posting for a security guard job at the Chicago International Art Exposition, which I did. And then when the fair happened, I made myself indispensable, and hence I got exposed to this extraordinary event. Back then, through the 80s and 90s, there was only really four or five art fairs in the world. Now, you know, don't quote me on this, but there may be 300 art fairs in the world. But for 20 years, from 1979 really until the early 2000s, the only art fair at this level, mm-hmm. international art event, in North and South America was Chicago.
Really?
Yes. So the tradition, the legacy, the
why isn't that sort of a bigger known quantity? Like when we talk about what Chicago is known for, we're known for this and that. You know, we got great museums and sports town. Why not say and art? You know, like and art fairs. You know,
I guess it's about, you know, thank you for giving me the opportunity, the platform to say it to.
But why doesn't the art community sort of trumpet that?
I think, in absolute defense, I think we do in many ways. If you're around the world, and luckily I get to be an ambassador not only for Expo Chicago, but for our great city when I travel to other art fairs, there's no question that everyone understands that this was the great American city that hosted a great international art fair for all that time. There's no question that Art Basel Miami Beach, that happens every December, has grown into a juggernaut and of importance that really eclipsed us in those when it was launched in 2002. But we get to leverage our great tradition, and we have rebuilt in 5 years. We're going into our fifth edition. That renewal, that pride, that focus on our city. So I guess all things take time, and
we're building something,
and we're building again the tradition that the art world loved for all those years.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about the art community here in Chicago and also the Expo Chicago, which will be coming up here in September. Tony Carman is the president and director of Expo Chicago. We'll continue our conversation. Stay with us. It's a little art music right there, right? Zimmer bringing out art cocktail music there. It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tony Carman's my guest tonight, president and director of Expo Chicago, the big art fair here in Chicago, which will be coming up in September. Tonight was a big announcement of the galleries that are going to be showing at the Expo Chicago. You know, for you, this is as much about sort of showcasing Chicago's art community to other communities. They're going to come in. That's the idea. People from, like you mentioned, from Basel, from Miami, from New York, from Rome, from other places, they come in and they get to experience Chicago art. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's everything. You know, as I said, not only do I feel that the fair's role is to open that door, but our role that works with the fair is to be ambassadors for our city. That's what happens is the art enthusiasts, curators, collectors, writers, artists, business leaders of respective cities around the world will come to Chicago not only for the art fair, but they're also going to come and explore. They're going to come and explore the gallery scene and the restaurant scene and the performance scene and
tourism,
music.
Yeah.
And it's pure international cultural tourism in its highest, most wonderful way.
If you think about it that way, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, to try and bring the sort of art industry to Chicago, like you would draw Lollapalooza or the James Beards or any of the other sort of big industry things that we have coming to Chicago.
And you said that. I mean, really, this is what we announced today was the lineup, just like Lollapalooza announced who's performing. We announced what 145 galleries are participating. And I think that's the flower that draws the bees, right? That's really what, and I'm awfully proud that we are at the level of all the major international art fairs in the world, that our flowers, the galleries participating, are really at the highest level.
All right, let's talk about the galleries. I mean, who would you showcase as galleries locally and internationally that are going to be here?
Oh, boy, you're going to make me choose. Now, that's tough. You know what? Can I change the subject a little bit?
Sure.
There's with the galleries, I'm thrilled about a gallery MoMo, a gallery from Johannesburg, right, from South Africa, that is doing extraordinary things, that are making the effort to come all the way here to showcase their program.
Let me
that's
ask you,
important.
Maybe the better question before we get into specifics is, how do you choose a gallery? What's the criteria? Tell me about that.
No, it's a great. I don't. We don't on the staff of Expo Chicago. We have a selection committee of notable galleries that are participating in the fair, and every year, back in February, we announced that applications were available. So hundreds of applications came in to participate in the fair, and a peer review, a group of 8 gallerists that are participating in the fair, who are respected and noted, went through a selection committee back in March to really refine who is selected in. So it's very competitive, and I think that that competitive bar is what has raised us very quickly to the top of the world.
For Expo Chicago, being in Chicago, how important is it to have Chicago galleries represented?
Hugely important. I, in numbers, because I did the math today, 16 galleries of the 145 galleries in Chicago in the fair are from Chicago. And to them, it is an important statement. And I think to anyone listening, it's an important statement that we actually have an amazingly robust, active, looked upon artist and gallery scene that is vibrant and gives everything that an artist scene does really to any city in the world, and works at the highest level with our great institutions.
I'm always amazed at this city's ability to evolve when it comes to art. Because, you know, I remember, you know, the River North used to be the spot that you would get all the art galleries. And then it kind of moved to the West Loop, right at the early days of the West Loop, even before the restaurants there, there were art galleries. And now I see pop-ups that are happening in Pilsen and Bridgeport and other places. I mean, the city has a tremendous amount of working artists that are creating scenes around it. From you at the top, I mean, for Expo Chicago, are you paying attention to the sort of trends and the scenes that are happening sort of at the street level with art?
Yeah, you know, we have to, and we also have to respond to it during the fair. We also want to make sure that anyone coming in or anyone from Chicago that might get exposed to the art scene through what we've got going on know that they should get out and explore what you just said, the apartment gallery scene, which is a really unique artist.
What is that?
Well, you know, there was a lot of artist-driven small galleries within apartments, and the apartment gallery scene is really a Chicago thing that is not seen in many other cities. I mean, that's so Chicago, right? It's so do-it-yourself.
Your roommate gets to stay on the couch when
right,
people come through.
Let's put up an exhibition. But the reason for that is what Chicago has that many other cities don't, is an amazing schools that are generating really the next artists of that either staying here or moving on and going to other places. School of the Art Institute of Chicago,
yeah, right.
The Department of Visual Arts at the University of Chicago, Northwestern, University of Illinois.
They all
University
have strong art programs. Yeah.
Strong art programs, and add to that then the institutions that are here in the museums, you've got an ecosystem that is conducive to really turning out the best. And we do. And we, you know, it's another layer of greatness that we get to herald in Chicago.
All right. So what's it going to take for Chicago to be the epicenter? I mean, that's the sort of thesis of this whole segment. I mean, we are at the point where you're building, you're getting bigger, you're getting closer to rivaling a Basel and South Beach. What's it going to take for the art world to go, the place to be every fall is Chicago?
Well, you know what? We're chipping away at that, and we're doing our best to present at the highest level, as I keep repeating myself. I think it's a collective, and it's a collective message that all of us engaged in this community.
Do you need, like, I mean, the mayor? Do you need, like, city officials to be able to go, almost like trying to get the Olympics here?
You know what? I again will say to you, and this is really the truth, we are so grateful that we have had the support of the civic leaders and the mayor's office and the Department of Cultural Affairs and the civic and business leaders that recognize this is not just a fair that takes place for 5 days at Navy Pier. This is an experience that draws thousands of international cultural tourists. Mm-hmm. It's important to the city because, you know what, I'm city proud. I've been here for 35 years. I've never left this city. My career is here. You know, I live, breathe, and eat this city in so many ways. And I love it for what you just said. It always evolves. It always changes. I had the perspective of being a part of a fair in many, many years ago. It just didn't sit right with me that we didn't have it at the level with which
right.
you just mentioned.
Right.
And I think we're there at that place where we're there making that noise internationally, and we're there because we really have gotten the support of everyone. And
make no small plans.
Make no small plans.
That's right. I love it, man. You're the right guy for the job. Tony Carman is the president and director of Expo Chicago, which is the big international art fair that's going to be at Navy Pier this September. We're rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm You got to come back before the event. Come back, and I'd love to talk to you more about your career. You know, because you've done so many things here in Chicago in the arts and culture world. I'd love to sit down with you and talk a little bit longer.
I'd love to be here, and by next time I come back, I bet I'll have a few little nuggets of fun to share.
Great, thanks, Tony.